Blackstone Publishing presents Life as Carola, a Farm Memory Book by Joan Grant. This book is read by Mill Nicholson. To Charles Beattie, from The Eye That Was Carola. Chapter 1. 1. Daughter of the Griffin. I was born early in the morning of the 4th of May, in the year of our Lord 1510. Though I was conceived in the great bed, I opened my new eyes for the first time in the northwest turret of a castle of the House of the Griffin, which lay 2 days' journey from Perugia in the country of Italy. My cradle was of dark carved wood, very old, and my mother used to rock it with her foot while she laid her long thread into smooth stitches. All through my first summer I never saw the sun, except when it shone through the high window in a clear-cut shaft of light, and lit a blue sheen in her black hair. But when the cold weather came, she used to take me out under the sky, where I could watch the clouds and see the winter trees flaring in the wind. Sometimes she carried me through vast shuttered rooms, where the storm cried in the wide chimneys, and the furniture was blind and shrouded in the dusty gloom, into a long gallery where there were many pictures. She would hold me up to them and talk to the portraits as if they were living people. Often she would begin to cry, and I would feel her tears falling warm and wet on my face. Even when I could run very fast, my mother still had to carry me up the stairs of the turret, because they were so very steep and there was nothing to hold on to. There were 2 rooms in our turret, one above the other, and we lived in the top one. The walls were so thick that the embrasures of the 3 high windows were almost like passages leading to the light. I often used to curl up in them, for the windows were too narrow for me to fall out of, and look down at the country far below me. At the bottom of the castle hill there were vineyards and ploughland, and on days of clear air I could hear the voices of the drivers as they shouted to their oxen. The sound was very small and thin because of the distance, and the oxen looked like toys I could pick up in my hand, as if I should have to be small as a grasshopper to ride on them. The privy was in the corner of the room, up 3 little steps. The hall was very big, and I was always afraid of falling down it, like an unwelcome guest down an oubliette, until Mother got the carpenter to make a little wooden seat for me, so that I should feel safe. I did not play there in summer, because it was very smelly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?